presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. With Clark Kent lured back east by a fictitious telegram, and Lois Lane an unwilling passenger on a westbound express, it looks as though Walter Huffman and his Chinese henchman Hu Ling stand a good chance of escaping to China with the dragon's teeth, 10 pieces of freshest jade that hold the secret of everlasting life. As our story continues today, Lois is alone in a drawing room on the train, trying to think of some way of foiling Huffman's plan. Every moment is precious now, for the streamliner speeding through the night is carrying Huffman and Hu Ling closer and closer to escape. Listen.
Come in.
Hold it, ma'am. Gentleman said you all want to get those made up.
Yes, please.
Yes, it won't take me long to make it up, ma'am. I have it done for you in just a minute. Yes.
Porter.
Yes, ma'am.
What's our next stop?
Greenville, ma'am.
Well, listen. If I gave you a telegram, could you have it sent from Greenville?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go get your blank.
No, don't do that. I have a piece of paper.
Yes, ma'am.
You're sure it'll go out all right?
Yes, and we got 5 minutes in Greenville.
Okay, that's fine. Now, let's see. Harry White, Daily Planet, Metropolis. In trouble. Have police meet. Porter, what train is this?
The Pacific Flyer, ma'am.
Thank you. Have police meet Pacific Flyer into San Francisco. Lois.
We're coming into Greenville, ma'am.
Okay, I'm finished. Now, here's the telegram, and here's a dollar.
Yes.
Please be sure and see that it's sent, will you? It's very important.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I'll be right back to make up the bill, too, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll hurry right along and get the post. Get the thing away for
you. Porter.
Yes, sir.
The young lady in that drawing room. Is she all right?
Oh, yes, is she all right?
The reason I asked Porter is that she is not well. There is something wrong with her mind. In case she happens to say something to you that may sound queer, don't pay any attention to it.
Oh, yeah, she ain't said nothing, sir.
Fine. I just thought I would mention.
No, sir. She ain't said nothing queer.
Good. Thank you.
Now, you'll please excuse me, sir, so I can go and send this telegram for her.
Oh, she gave you a telegram, did she?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think you better let me see it.
Yeah, sir.
You don't have to bother sending this telegram, Porter. I'll take care of it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And come back a little later to make up the young lady's berth. Right now, I want to talk to her.
Yes, sir. I'll be right back.
So, Miss Lois Lane, you tried to put one over on Walter Huffman. That is bad. Very bad.
Come in.
Good evening, Miss Lane.
What do you want?
Oh, I just stepped in for a moment to see how you are getting along.
You don't have to worry about me.
Oh, but I do worry. You are very clever.
Get out of here. Get out or I'll ring for the porter.
That won't help you, Miss Lane. The porter understands everything.
What do you mean?
I have explained to him that you are sick. That there is something wrong with your mind.
Why, you...
Don't excite yourself, Miss Lane.
Get out of here. Get out, I say.
I shall remain with you until the train pulls out of the station we are coming into. You see, I don't trust you now. Not after the little trick with the telegram.
You know.
Yes. I have it here in my pocket. And don't try anything like it again, or you may find yourself in trouble.
Huffman, just why are you taking me with you? What are you going to do with me?
That we will decide when we reach our destination.
You've got the jade, the dragon's teeth. What more do you want?
We want to make sure we keep the jade until we are out of reach.
Greenville.
Pull that window shade down, Miss Lane.
No, I won't.
I should pull that window shade down.
No, help!
Shut up, you little fool.
Help, please, help!
Shut up!
Help!
Stay quiet if you know what is good for you.
What's going on in there? Open up!
One moment. Remember what I have told you.
Well, what's going on here?
In here, conductor?
I'll tell you. He's keeping me prisoner here.
The young lady is not well, conductor.
That's a lie.
Well, wait a minute.
Listen. His name is Walter Huffman. He killed a Chinese back east. And what's more, he stole the dragon's teeth.
He what?
I say he stole the dragon's teeth.
Oh, see, conductor, she talks crazy.
No, no, I'm not crazy. I swear I'm not.
Confidentially, I am taking her to a sanitarium in California.
Oh, what? Maybe I better get a doctor, eh?
He's lying. He killed a man. He's a murderer.
Maybe I better get a cop.
Yes, will you please call one?
As you wish, conductor, but anybody could see the poor girl is not in her right mind.
No, don't believe him. Don't believe him.
Quiet,
don't.
Quiet, my dear.
I guess she does sound a little off. Maybe I shouldn't have bothered you.
No, please don't leave me.
That's quite all right, conductor. A very valiant attempt, Miss Lane. I believe you now. Remember, you are being watched constantly. Good night.
That may be your call to the Capitol Hotel in Briarville, Mr. White. Maybe the operator got through.
Hey, you take it, Kent. I'm too upset about Lois being missing.
All right. Perry White's office. All right, put him on. It's the call, Mr. White.
Good.
Hello? Hello, this is Clark Kent of the Daily Planet. Clark Kent. That's right. Can you tell me whether Miss Lane is still registered at the hotel? No, Lane. L-A-N-E. That's right. I'll hold on.
I hope she's there.
Yeah. Yes? Yes? What? She did? When? Oh, I see. Who was she with? Will you repeat that, please? I see. No, well, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Well, is she there?
No. She left early tonight with two men.
Two men?
One of them was Chinese.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that somehow Walter Huffman and Hu Ling got to her. It means that they took her with them.
Kent, what are we going to do?
Ah, I can see it all now. I suspected that telegram from Lois wasn't on the level, and now I'm sure. You see what happened? Huffman wired me in Lois's name to get me back from San Francisco.
Oh, what's the difference? What happened? Where's Lois? How can we reach her?
Well, the clerk said they must have taken a Pacific flyer. No planes were running, and it was the only train out of Briarville.
I'll have that train stopped and every inch of it searched. Hello, operator. Operator.
Mr. White, don't. Huffman's no fool. He'll manage to slip through. I've got a better idea.
Never mind, operator. Well, what's the idea, Kent?
Briarville is more than 1,000 miles from Huffman's destination, the West Coast.
Yes.
The fastest train can't make it in under 10 hours.
Well, what's your idea?
I'll hop a plane and get to San Francisco before the train arrives. Then I'll meet Huffman at the station with the police.
All transport planes are grounded, you know that. And anyway,
I can hire a private ship.
No, nothing can get there in time.
I'll get there, believe me, Mr. White.
No, we can't take a chance. There's too much at stake.
We won't be taking any chances.
Now, look here, Kent. You're a smart boy. But there are a few things that you can't do, and one of them is whiz through the air like a bullet.
Oh, maybe I... Oh. No, of course I can't, but... The private plane I mentioned can make the trip in 9 hours, maybe less.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right, we'll chance it. But I'll go along with you.
Oh, but you can't, Mr. White.
Well, why not?
Well, it isn't safe.
Well, if it's not safe for me, then it's not safe for you.
I don't mean it isn't safe, but...
Well, what in the name of heaven do you mean?
Well, you see, it's only a 2-passenger plane, Mr. White. That's the reason. There's just room for the pilot and 1 passenger, and since I can stand the trip like that better than you can, I thought...
All right, get going. But get this straight, Kent. Notify me the moment you contact Lois.
Okay, so long.
Racing into the Daily Planet locker room, Kent strips off his street clothes and reveals himself in the blue costume and brilliant red cloak of Superman. He waits for a moment to see that no one is observing him, then strides quickly to a window.
I can catch the Pacific Flyer long before it reaches San Francisco. This is one time, Huffman, that you've bitten off a little more than you can chew. Up, up, and away!
Hu Ling.
Yes, Huffman.
I have been thinking, Hu Ling. Thinking about that telegram Miss Lane tried to send.
It is said that many men have been hung because of woman's cleverness. Beware, Hoffman.
Yes, we are too close to our goal to let it slip through our fingers now. To realize what it means, Hu Ling, once we have in our possession the 10 Chinese herbs mentioned by the dragon's teeth, we will own, you and I, a medicine that will cure all disease.
But in the meantime, what about the girl?
I think it's best not to take any chances. If that telegram had been sent, the police would have been waiting for us when this train pulled into San Francisco. Maybe her friend, the reporter Kent, and the others, have given orders to watch all trains.
Then what do you suggest?
The next stop is a place called Carson City. We arrive there in 10 minutes. We will get off with Miss Lane, hire or buy a car, and proceed the rest of the way by automobile.
A very clever idea, Hoffman. Very clever.
Ten short minutes. Will Superman arrive before Lois is taken off the train at Carson City? Or will he once again lose Walter Huffman's trail? Don't forget to tune in next time for another thrill-packed episode with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.